every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Monday Night Raw is coming up tonight. Actually, it's taking place right now. It started at 11 Pacific, 2 Eastern. We're about an hour into Raw. I'm not going to do spoilers on this show. I know that makes people angry when we do these spoilers, so you got to wait till tonight to find out what's going on. But we can't spoil SmackDown from Friday because it already happened. We have a new WWE champion, Drew McIntyre, beat Cody in three stages of heck, including that third stage, the, quote, traditional old-school cage match where nobody can interfere. Well, somebody interfered. And it led to Drew falling out the door, winning the title. And now we got a lot of directions we can go heading into WrestleMania. So we shall see where they go. Tomorrow's NXT. We got Maximum Carnage Dynamite on Wednesday. And we have a lot of news. Want to wish the best to Masakatsu Funaki, 56 years old, and Elton Prince. Funaki took a half Nelson German suplex at a Gleet show over this weekend and couldn't get up. And they took him to the hospital. Cervical interspinous ligament injury. Although by the end of the weekend, he was out of the hospital. And he's apparently going to be okay, but that was scary. And as we talked about a lot over the weekend, Elton Prince revealed over, I think it was Friday, actually, that he had just undergone, I think it's two-stage neck fusion surgery, two-level neck fusion surgery. He's going to be out a long time. Hopefully he's able to return. He injured his neck in a tag team match back in May and just got surgery this week. So all the best to him. We got a lot of other news to get into. Filthy Tom joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I guess it's not a spoiler, but announced for Raw later tonight, CM Punk and Finn Balor for the world title is going to be on the show tonight. That's in addition to Penta Dragon Lee versus Austin Theory and Bronson Reed, Io Sky and Rhea Ripley kicking off the show. CM Punk promo, which I guess sets up that match. Gunther versus AJ Styles. And we will hear from Raquel Rodriguez. Show's been on for an hour so far, but we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Don't want to do any spoilers here.
Javon Evans also on the show.
Don't spoil anything.
That's all I said.
Well, when you say Javon's on the show, we know it's not in NXT. He actually might win. Never mind.
It is my absolute pleasure.
Yes.
To be here today.
Is that right?
With the most powerful man in AEW.
Hey.
Someone who can get pushes stopped, started, killed dead on arrival.
As far as I know, not just AEW. Could be the
Booker,
entire wrestling business.
The Booker Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian Alvarez. The Taste Maker.
How do you think so many guys got signed in 2020? They had matches with me. Jungle Boy. Marco Stunt, Cassidy.
You want me to count the amount of guys that are signed and under contracts that I've been in the ring with?
Yeah, but they had to go through me to get signed. That's just the way it worked. They were good enough to beat me. They were good enough for AEW. Yeah. Yeah, don't mess with me. I'll kill your storyline. Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah.
I talked about this on Friday.
It was stupid. I didn't kill Jeff Jarrett's quest for the AEW title. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, maybe I was talking about it on a show, and Tony heard it and thought, hey, you know, I'm not sure that is going to be a good story. But, like, guys, I mean, I was nicer than 99% of fans when that storyline started. Right? You want to know who Tony... If Tony books for anybody, okay? First off, he doesn't. He only books for himself. But if he booked for somebody, okay, if it ain't me, it's Twitter. He's on that thing all the time looking at feedback.
Brian, I also love the idea that professional wrestlers in today's day and age do not trash talk the other professional wrestlers to people. I mean, maybe not to their face as much, but...
I saw some headline that it was disgraceful what I had said about Austin Theory. Disgraceful. You know what I said about Austin Theory? I said, he came back and he shaved his head, and it's the same Austin Theory. I haven't seen any improvement from the old Austin Theory. Has anyone? Like, everyone got really mad about that. And then it was like, well, have you seen any improvement in Austin Theory? And they're like, well, his entrance is better. A better presentation. Has Austin Theory improved at all since coming back? What did I say that was disgraceful? I love that word. Disgraceful.
It's the same as it's always been, Brian. I just got finished reading John Langmead's Ballyhoo, which is a great book. And they're talking down about champions, both publicly and privately. They said Big Wayne Munn.
Guys, throw, you know how far back we're going to talk about Wayne Munn? Me.
Wayne Munn couldn't throw a fit if he had epilepsy.
Wow. Wow. Right. We're talking late 20s, early 30s.
I guarantee.
And I'm not talking late 20s, 2020. I'm talking like 1929, 1930.
Yeah. I guarantee there's workers on the planet who are saying worse stuff about Austin Theory than you did.
Oh, you think? Come on.
I'm not one of them.
In a press release issued today, Netflix celebrated the viewership WWE brought in during its first year on the platform. January 6 marked the one-year anniversary. Over the first year of the partnership, Netflix claims its subscribers watched 525 million hours of WWE content. Man, I can't wait till Observer Radio tonight. Most of that was for Raw, while the remaining portion was taken up by content that is available internationally, content, but not on Netflix in the United States. Raw accounted for nearly 340 million views and 185 million views for premium live events broadcast outside of the United States. Netflix touted that Raw ranked the top 10 most weeks, only falling outside the rankings in December when Stranger Things took up most of the top 10. Since Raw's official Netflix debut, it's been top 10 47 out of a possible 52 weeks. Raw, it says here, has averaged more than 3 million views per week. They added it's not just in the U.S., the birthplace of WWE. Raw's made the top 10 in 34 countries, including the U.S., Bolivia, Canada, the U.K., and Mexico. So they're very happy with Raw, is what they say. Good for them. What did you think of Smashing Machine? You ever see it?
No. No? Only the original.
I was going to see it till I found out Rock didn't win a Golden Globe.
I will still eventually watch it. I need to watch that. Too. I need to watch Queen of the Ring.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a number of other movies that have slipped through the cracks that I haven't seen that I need to catch up on.
He was nominated for Best Actor, did not win. Emily Blunt nominated for Best Supporting Actress, did not win. The Rock played Mark Kerr. The film underperformed $21 million at the box office. And that's the story.
Another story coming out of the Golden Globes was the appearance of Mackenzie Dern and Brian Ortega, who were inexplicably brought out. They go, the next guest is so hot, they need special security from the UFC. So Mackenzie Dern, Brian Ortega walked out to Face the Pain by Stem, which is a song they don't even use anymore. They walked out, walked to the back, and then the next guest came out.
So they didn't even accompany them?
They did not accompany them. They provided no security whatsoever. It was a bizarre moment. I mean, people are like, why did this happen? Well, obviously it happened because Paramount Plus had an idea to get these people on TV, but what a misuse. They came across like they had less charisma than Wolf Aaron doing a run-in 4 months ago.
Was it as bizarre as that crisscross spot on Collision on Saturday night? Did you see that?
No, I heard about it on your show. I got to catch it.
Please
watch
it. If
it's anything like the FTR and Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly failed heart attack, then I must see it.
It's actually, I think, better, honestly. Because, I mean, the heart attack one was, like, funny. But apparently, like, most fans didn't even notice anything was weird. Whereas with this one, I mean, it was like Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 6, except they just kept going. And then when Moxley just nonchalant. I mean, he is so nonchalant about it. He just calmly says in the middle of this insanity, just trying to blow ourselves up before the end of the match. It's just like, and away they go. I was dying. It's incredible. So go watch that, everybody. You'll see quite the spot. Dynamite, 516,000 viewers, up 30% from New Year's Smash, which is not saying much because that show did absolutely terrible. And best total since November 12th, 0.08 in 18 to 49, which is not good, but is definitely better than last week's record low, which it was down 14% from this past week. So, you know, we'll see how the shows do in January. They've obviously got some competition from the NFL, the playoffs and everything. Now what's going on right now? It's a guy Jim told me. But anyway, yeah. We'll see how they do, because I still think the worst, just like, God, December is such a terrible month for that Continental Classic. It's like nobody watched those shows. Nobody watched the most pivotal shows.
I don't think January, honestly, would be doing that much better. I think you bump it earlier, do it in November. Great idea.
I don't think November is the worst idea, but I think he's not going to do November. That's just what I think. So, but it would be significantly better than December, or probably the early part of January. All right, we're going to head to a break, everybody. We got more when we come back, including Ric Flair having to reimburse Cameo money. What a story this is.
And you better watch out.
Plenty more. No, this will not happen to me. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I should mention, if you like this show, last night we did a Brian and Vinny show talking SmackDown and Collision. Brian and Vinny and Craig, almost 90 minutes, and it's free on all of our different platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and F4WOnline.com. And if you want to find YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, just put the word after F4WOnline. So F4WOnline.com/Apple, F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. Watch the show. If you like it, sign up. The latter three are all $9.99 a month. And the main site's $14.99 with 17,000 was the latest count. Archive podcasts going back to 2005. Can you imagine? 17,000. It's a much better deal. You could actually subscribe to the main site, Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts for significantly less than you would pay to get a cameo from Ric Flair. And Ric Flair is in the news. He has offered to reimburse someone who was disappointed with the cameo that he received. You better not be reading this right now, Tom.
I'm not.
Controversy became a story last month when outlets like People picked up on the negative reviews that Flair's cameo videos, not just one, his cameo videos were getting. In one instance, a woman named Tina said she spent nearly $1,000 for Ric Flair to send a video to her brother Eric in celebration of his wedding. Flair recorded the video in what appeared to be a bar or restaurant, and he told Eric, "You should not get married." "Why would you get married, mother effer?" Flair said. "It's the worst possible commitment you could do." Another reviewer said they spent $600 on a video that Flair recorded while, quote, blasted out of his mind. I'm trying to keep a straight face. With Flair calling their father Barf instead of Buff. His actual name, Tom, was Buff. But Flair called him Barf while inebriated. Flair responded to the controversy today. Apologized it took so long to address. Presumably referring to the wedding video, Flair asked the person to reach out to his lawyer to be reimbursed for the money they paid. "I wouldn't want anyone to have a bad experience as they keep pouring in," he said. "So to make things right, I am more than happy to reimburse a person that seems to be unhappy with their cameo. Please reach out to my law firm in Boston, Hartman Law. I apologize for not addressing this sooner." Almost $1,000 for that cameo. Pretty sure mine are 20. And I won't do them inebriated in case you want one. F4W online on cameo. So, yeah.
I'm Barf and I'm the stuff.
No, Tom. I'm Barf and I'm the starf.
What? What? Barf? Come on. You wouldn't think, like, as you're doing it, well, maybe, you know what? Maybe this guy's name isn't Barf. Come on.
So there you go.
Oh, my God. Who's going to be the first one to order a cameo from Brian Alvarez to Barf?
Hey, F4WOnline.com/cameo. I don't do mean cameos, by the way. I'll bury your friends. Like, you know, I'll do roasts and burials, and I do nice ones, too. But anything that's truly mean-spirited, I'm not going to do. So unless your father's name is actually Barf, I'd probably do it anyway. All right. Hey, this is interesting here. Rikishi is pointing out how expensive WWE tickets can be. He said, "You would think that family members and friends, close friends, you still have those comp tickets, but there are no comp tickets. I can probably try to get like a discount, but what's a discount nowadays? Like $1,000 a ticket? For a family of five and a man working 9 to 5 through the whole week, the family loves wrestling. It's very difficult to go to these events. Back in the day for us, we had tickets like 25, 50 bucks. Front row was 75 or something like that. But now you really got to hit the lottery to hit the nosebleeds. So, listen. I don't like this Vince McMahon. I'm glad he's gone. I hope he never comes back. But I got to be an honest guy. And Vince did always try to make tickets affordable. And in fact, if you look at ticket prices for WWE, there was a period when they were really hot that they started raising those ticket prices, you know, around the boom period in 2000, 2001 or so. And his business started to fall. I'm sure it wasn't all to be a nice guy. You know, they weren't selling tickets at higher prices. But he did lower ticket prices for a period of time. And he did want to make ticket prices affordable for families. Obviously, this current regime, they don't care one bit. As long as you're willing to pay a lot of money, if there are no kids in the audience and no families, that's fine with them. So I bring it up because...
Let me bring up a point, Brian.
Yes.
When you go look at the TKO handle on the stock market, it's TKO with a money sign. Yeah. That tells you everything you need to know.
I got an email today, March 9th, Monday. The Raw show is coming to the Climate Pledge Arena. And I thought, man, you know what? Maybe I should take Hanalei and Paisley to a wrestling show. Paisley, for sure. She's gotten AEW, and she just loves going to live shows. Knows nothing about wrestling, doesn't watch it, but likes to go to a show. So I hit this buy tickets now gimmick. And, of course, it takes you to Ticketmaster. And it said, you know, get early access to tickets during this presale. So I decided to see, well, how much are they? And I forgot to put in the code. Let's put in the code. Maybe that'll save some money here. All right. Well, yeah, save me a little bit. So if you go to lowest prices, because that's what we're looking for here. Let's see. Lowest price. The lowest price to get into Raw for one ticket at the Climate Pledge Arena. It's not a pay-per-view. It's a Raw show at Climate Pledge. The absolute lowest price is $192.
To get in the door?
Yep. Lowest price.
Wow.
Section 12, Row J is currently $192 a ticket.
Brian, I saw the very first John Cena versus The Rock match at WrestleMania in Miami, and I can guarantee you I paid under $40 for that ticket. The ticket was no good. I was way up in the nosebleeds, but good Lord.
Yeah, and then it goes up from there, 223, 248. I'm just scrolling down here, going lowest to highest. Shall we see what the highest ticket price for this Raw is? Let's just do best seats.
Is it higher than Finn Balor during a workout?
$314 for row 9. Let's see if I can get in here to like ringside. Let's see what C is. $500 a ticket. Row 5 on the floor. Can't even get ringside. $500 a ticket. So $1,500 to get me and Hanalei and Paisley into this show. So suffice to say, I'm not going to Raw. It's just not happening. Ridiculous. I'll watch on TV. We'll fire up the old 48-inch TV and watch it. It's ridiculous. I'm sure probably as the show gets nearer, they'll drop prices, but I just saw that and I was like, whoa! Jiminy Christmas. So yeah, it's Raw ticket prices, everybody. Hey, by the way, what are you doing for your... aren't we doing some awards? What's happening?
Yeah, well, I was so miffed by the NXT awards and the fact that they are voted on by the people, that I think we should have our very own awards for Wrestling Observer Live.
Yeah.
Brian, so that encompasses you, myself, Lance. I bet, you know what?
Hey, can I ask a question real
quick? I might even ask Mike.
Go any further.
If he's got any suggestions.
You could ask Mike.
Sure.
He's around.
What?
How come sometimes when you do the show, you're like, all the way back here, and then other times you're like
We're going to do awards.
Any reason for that, or just...
Well, as a performer, you're taught to make the most of the space you're given. So sometimes I'd like to be in the background.
So do we have nominees?
Sometimes I like to be in the foreground.
Okay. Do we have nominees, or how are we doing this? Twitter?
We will have nominees, four nominees, because on Twitter you only get four nominees per poll and four categories.
Well, quite frankly,
Live, male superstar of the year.
You and I could both do four, and we could do like a tournament.
Oh my gosh! Now you're doing this again.
I was just saying we could.
You're trying to complicate things, as always.
Anyway, what are the categories?
Male and female superstars of the year, tag team of the year, and match of the year. So that when the people vote, we can get angry about it once again.
I don't think I'll get angry because we're not going to put some stupid name on there like Miz for the wrestler of the year, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Darian is a big Miz fan.
When does this start?
We can start it Wednesday. How about that?
I think Wednesday?
Maybe Wednesday till Monday.
Okay.
5 days. I don't think we need much more than that.
And are we going to do your Twitter or my Twitter?
I think you have more followers, actually, right. So we should probably do yours.
We'll do
it. I don't think we can co-author tweets, but...
That'll open it up to a lot of people, but we'll do it. At Brian Alvarez will be where we do it on Wednesday. We'll announce all of the... We'll announce all of the categories and nominees on the show Wednesday, and then I'll open up the poll. So you guys can at least hear some of these different options. All right, back in a moment, Tom's going to run us through SmackDown. A very noteworthy SmackDown, new WWE champion. And maybe we'll do some collision notes as well. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it, but your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey, come on!
Come on! Let's do it, Tom. SmackDown!
SmackDown from Berlin, Germany. A great city I've had the pleasure of visiting. On Friday night, the Luminaries arrived in Berlin. The Luminaries that were scheduled to compete and air their grievances later on that night arrived. Randy Orton was one of these Luminaries. He came out in front of the crowd, hit over 100 on the decibel meter before he could even get out any words, really, any catchphrases. Trick Williams interrupts him, walks right past Orton, takes a mic, threatens Orton with his physical and personal stats, tells him it's not 2006, it's 2026, let's talk about it. Orton fires back with his own accolades, questions if Trick has the brains. Trick says, of course he does. That's why he's out there taking the opportunity to be in there with one of the greatest. And 2026 is going to be the year of Trick Williams. He poses, turns his back to Randy Orton, a dangerous maneuver. Orton then tells him not to turn his back on him again, says next time he does, he's not going to whoop that Trick. He's going to beat that.
Ass.
I thought I couldn't say that.
Well, don't say it a lot, but geez, we only have 40 minutes.
I can't. You're going to stop me from saying you know Ice's catchphrase, but I can say that.
I never did. Other people were insulted, no. So you shouldn't say it.
Trick
slapped. I didn't even know what it meant.
Okay. Orton punched him. He went for the draping DDT, hit it, and then Trick bailed out as Orton went for the RKO. And then The Miz attacked him from behind, went for the skull crushing finale. He got RKO'd. Then Trick Williams beat Rey Fénix. So he got beat up by Randy Orton, and then he defeated Rey Fénix.
Well, you know, this is, you know, everybody, guys, you gotta see that I'm not agreeing with any of this, but this is what they do. In their minds, he got a rub merely being in the ring with Randy Orton, number one.
I agree,
actually. He didn't eat the RKO. They protected him from that big move. And then, yes, he won over Fénix. But to a normal person, he got beat up. Got his ass kicked, in fact, and then goes in there with Fénix, which is not the right opponent for Trick Williams. Fénix outshines him the entire match. It's a showcase for Fénix, who then loses, and that's how Trick gets his big win here. So
Trick also like hit most of his offense and couldn't get the win.
Yes,
and then had to cheat and pull the tights.
You know, it's almost like the people that write the show should actually watch NXT. It might help. I mean, I don't blame them for not, because it sucks. But if you watched NXT, you would know none of these things are really going to help this Trick Williams. They just booked him like they'd book anybody else, any other heel.
Byron was with Damian Priest. Priest said he wanted the world title and Cody Rhodes in 2026. Drew McIntyre entered stage right. Priest threatened him. Drew said nothing, and then Priest left. Byron then asked Drew some questions, and Drew revealed he had stolen the coveted Dusty Rhodes Rolex Pond watch that had been gifted to Cody by
Nick. We never got a follow-up to that, by the way. Cody never got his watch back, lost the belt. Man, tough week.
Way to kill the lead. Yeah. Charlotte was sick. She wasn't there. Alexa argued with Nia and Lash Legend all by her lonesome. Julia put the U.S. title on the line against Alexa Bliss. As I thought this was really weird, but Joe Tesco's, ladies and gentlemen, there's never been a title change on television broadcast from Germany. And I'm like, why? Why would you say that?
Because it's a big fact.
It is. And it played into the show later on, obviously. But very clever placement here. So Julia gave Bliss a neckbreaker off the apron on the floor. Kiana stood on Bliss's hair. Kiana kept interfering repeatedly. And she got pulled into the ring. Charles Robinson tried to get her out of the ring. Lash Legend pushed Alexa off the top rope. Julia picked her up, held her there, buried her with a delayed Northern Lights bomb, and got the win.
Five different interference spots in one match. Five.
Oh.
An average of one per minute.
God. Yeah, this sucked. And then you could tell who Nia really, really likes because she got she gave Alexa the nicest annihilator I have ever seen. It was so bad that she actually just sat on her again a little bit.
Yeah. Did you see the second one?
Yeah.
I was dying because she hits the first annihilator.
And she's like, oh my
and
God.
She barely touches
her. That sucks so bad.
Barely touches her. She immediately stands up and Alexa thinks it's over. So she just has her eyes closed. She's just laying there. And Nia's like, I'm going to sit down again. And you just hear Alexa go, just all of the wind. Just, I was like, what? That was worse than just sitting on her hard the first time.
The first one was like she was trying not to crack an egg. It was awful.
Brutal.
Actually, it was awesome. But Nick Aldis signed Jordan Grace, then signed her a match against Albert Fire later. Matt Cardona has reinvented himself. He's back on SmackDown. He noticed Cody sitting 3 feet behind him during his interview, and he says he wants the title. The MFTs took on the Wyatt Six, and JC Mateo was the odd man out in this eight-man tag. I got to say, Brian, Wyatt's versus the Clowns, this was not.
No, but you know what? I was expecting, like, who cares?
Dude.
Like, this can't possibly
be
good.
Hold on. It was fine. There was some good stuff. But that finish barfed.
It did barf. But this match, the match itself, was way better than I expected. And Tala Tonga and the Vintner. When that Vintner did his freaking comeback, almost dropped an F-bomb. It was so good.
Yeah, because
flying dropkick. He's going wild. And then they put Tala in there.
It's Europe.
And they're going
wild. They appreciate their fine wines.
This was much better than I expected in the ring. But yes, the finish was atrocious. Appalling.
Terrible. First of all, Uncle Howdy slaps the mandible claw on JC Mateo, who's not even in the match. He's the one guy that's out there not in the match. He gets the mandible claw put on him. Then Solo Sikoa starts playing with Uncle Howdy's lantern. And it distracted him enough that the leader of the Wyatts was hit with Tama Tonga's cutthroat elbow and defeated. They're still the tag champs?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they'll probably defend them against some sort of MFT team here. Are we ever going to get... What is going... We never got Ilya Dragunov and Tama Tonga. They built it up for 6 months.
It's still coming.
And never.
Well, I think
for
Tama.
What
I think Tama has actually faced off on many of these guys that have been. I don't think it was just Ilya. I think he's going to be going after whoever's the champion at some point. I don't know why he's taken so long.
Jordan Grace overpowered Alba Fire repeatedly on her way to winning her official SmackDown debut. Grace hit a package powerbomb, ran Fire into Chelsea, who was on the apron. Slammed Alba into the mat with the torture rack power bomb they referred to as the beast mode, and she got the win. As she went to leave the ring, Jade Cargill walked out with a mic, said, "You're not special. You're now on my show, and I am that female canine."
That's B.
Oh, jeez. I'm never doing... Oh, God, now my...
You idiot.
I'm never doing that again. Jeez. They didn't like that. Not Jade Cargill fans, I guess. Hey, Oreo, shut up. Anyways, Carmelo Hayes did a U.S. title open challenge that was accepted by Shinsuke Nakamura.
Golly, this was a good match. Shinsuke looked great.
Yeah, they went like 20 minutes, maybe even more.
I think Shinsuke was motivated after watching that match at the Tokyo Dome. He was like, my God, Tanahashi in that condition can have a 5-star match? I need to up my game. And he did here.
Nakamura, yeah, he went after the leg of Melo repeatedly. Melo made a comeback, hit a diving DDT. And then they broke out some more of their biggest offense. Nakamura stopped a cutter with a landslide, leaping kick to the face, sets up for the Kinshasa. He got hit with a super kick, a springboard DDT as he was on the ground. But Melo's leg gave out again. Nakamura cut him off on the top, hit the knees in the corner. Second rope Kinshasa, went for another one, but Melo hit the first 48. Nothing but net leg drop off the top. And Carmelo Hayes got the win, retained the U.S. title. He and Nakamura shook hands after the match. No Shibata run-in, but still enjoyed this one a lot.
Yeah, this was really good.
Then we had Nick Aldis announce that Orton and The Miz, Matt Cardona and Trick Williams, Damian Priest and Solo Sikoa, and Sami Zayn and Ilya Dragunov will all face off in singles matches to then determine a 4-way number one contenders match, and that winner will then face the Royal, they will face the world champion at the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. So this week on SmackDown, you get 4 singles matches. Then at Saturday night's main event in Montreal, they will have a 4-way match. And then the winner of that will face the champion in Saudi Arabia at the Royal Rumble. Got it? Good. It starts at Wembley this Friday. Orton versus Miz, Cardona versus Trick Williams, Damian Priest, Solo Sikoa, Sami Zayn, Ilya Dragunov. And then we had the 3 Stages of Hell main event. This was Drew McIntyre taking on the champion, Cody Rhodes, of course. The first fall was a straight match. Effie barred from the arena. They brawled immediately, as they should have, because they hate each other. Story of this is that Drew has been trying to incense Cody, and he's trying to get him so irate that his emotions get the best of him, and he is disqualified. However, Cody beat him up, had the advantage. Drew retreated to the corner. As Cody went for a waist lock, he pulled the buckle off. Referee Jason Ayers tended to the pad. Drew kicked him low. He hit a Claymore kick, and he pinned the champion to go up 1-0.
Hated that finish.
He immediately pulled out a table.
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Cody got pinned with a Claymore.
I'm fine with that. What, they're going to go 20 minutes?
The second two were so freaking long, they could have balanced them out a little bit.
You ever been kicked in the nads? It makes you want to barf.
Yeah, so does getting my head rammed into a metal exposed buckle and then getting claymored. He kicked out of that like 30 minutes later.
They fought in the crowd. They did some cool spots here. Drew powerbombed Cody through a table. Cody leapt off the balcony. I don't even know how high that was. Probably 15 feet.
He fell a ways.
Yeah,
that was one of those things where he was like a flying squirrel through midair for a while.
Splashes Drew through the table. They fought back to the ringside area. Cody hit a crossroads through the announce table, wins the Falls Count Anywhere match, ties it up at 1-1. We go to the steel cage match. They went back and forth. Big dueling chants of Let's Go Cody, and Cody sucks. Cody's hitting Cody cutters. He hits one off the top of the cage. They're both trying to escape. They're fighting on top of the cage. They each fall crotch first. Drew tries to escape, but the Black Scorpion shows up. But it wasn't Ric Flair cutting a cameo on Barf. It was Jacob Fatu, who attacked Drew McIntyre until he was pulled off by Cody Rhodes, who he then attacked. And in the melee, Drew McIntyre crawled his way out of the cage and to the WWE Undisputed Championship.
That finish
we have
sucked.
A new world heavyweight champion.
And a new commercial break. Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how.
Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I know they wanted to protect Cody, but my God, what an awful finish. Some bloke runs in, attacks both guys. Falls out to the floor and is the new champion after all that.
Your world champion won the title by crawling out of the cage and avoiding confrontation.
Yes.
Right. This wasn't Zabisco shooting on Big Wayne Munn. This wasn't Dick Shecat beating Danny O'Mahony. No, this was Drew McIntyre crawling away from Cody Rhodes as he fought with Jacob Fatu to become your undisputed champion.
You know, the original plan was a Cody Fatu Drew three-way. So. Fatu obviously vanished for a long time. Now he's back, and we're basically back where we were before that all happened. So I think the obvious thing that it seems too obvious, so I'm not sure they're going to do it, is this whole Sami Zayn has never beaten Drew, and he's never won a world title. And I think it's possible that he's the guy that beats Drew. But I could also see him winning the tournament, getting a match with Drew, losing, but then going on to win the world title perhaps at the Saudi WrestleMania next year. It almost seems like they want to just like snatch it away from you again before finally doing it.
I'm not so surprised by this because I've thought for months that we're heading towards a CM Punk versus Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes match at WrestleMania.
We might be. Well, we'll talk about this after more of this falls out. Raw is tonight. I'll be here tomorrow with Lance. Tom will be here Wednesday to talk about our yearly awards and plenty more. So make sure you check out last night's free Brian and Vinny show. I'll see you later on tonight for Wrestling Observer Radio subscribers. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.